Is that LK Mobile? Patrick, wondering how cool it was up your way this morning. It was 70 at the house, but it's 63 down here in the valley.
It's a house, so about the same.
It feels really good. I hope your morning's going well.
So good. Fingers are crossed.
You think you got all the issues worked out?
No, the only thing I'm concerned about is the health of the batteries. That's the only real thing I'm still concerned about, and only time will tell with that.
Those used in the process during your day, are those house batteries being used?
The truck is not running, and something's on in the back. The batteries are being used, except for the AC. The AC, the generator has to be on. That's the only thing that'll run those.
Does that happen a lot? It seems like you either have the generator or the truck running when you're parked with customers.
In the summertime, but in the wintertime, because I don't have to have the ACs on. So it's nice to just be able to run on the house batteries and not have all the extra noise.
That makes sense. And now are they being charged anytime the truck or the generator is running? Sweet answer. All right, very good. Well, I'm sure they're expensive, so I hope they are okay.
Six volt deep cycle marine batteries, so they're kind of pricey, and I put them in there not too long ago, so hoping they'll be okay, but with that kind of problem with them, just never know.
You run.
Pull them in there.
Head up quickly. So where are you today? Cherrydale?
I'm in the Cherrydale area.
Hope it goes well. I hope you don't have any more issues.
Let my wallet recover anyway.
My truck is telling me that I'm going the wrong way this time of the morning.
I'm used to that night shift, had it.
I wouldn't necessarily say I was used to it. It was just familiar. And I did it for almost 2 years.
It's been a while. Well, hopefully, if it's what you want to do, you'll be able to get back to it soon.
I hadn't touched that little scanner that the drivers use in 2 years. And other than the software updates and figuring out how it's different how you punch in and things like that. But other than that, actually using it while making a delivery, it was like riding a bicycle. It just came right back to me.
That muscle memory comes right back, doesn't it?
Yesterday Mondays are kind of a light day for the post offices, which I have two of them. Today we shall see how much worse it is. I had a pretty good day. It was pretty relaxed, so I did work harder than I've worked in a while, but it was still a pretty good day.
You have to get out and load the truck. Is that what you had to do yesterday?
Seven bulk stops, delivery bulk stops on there, or bulk delivery stops. It's too big to fit on a package car. And I had to, other than the post office, I had to pick them, you know, grab each package, scan it, and some of that stuff was pretty heavy. They're all going to commercial businesses. Now, most places help. They'll send a guy or two in there to help grab the packages, but the post offices used to be, they were just tossed in there. They would put the small packages inside larger bags, and they would be stacked in the nose of the trailer. It could be 200 to 300 or more packages that I would have to scan for each post office. Now they've started putting them in these big cardboard boxes. They call them Gaylords that the post office uses on They're all in pallets, and they're all in there, and I don't even have to scan them anymore. I just scan a number, scan one barcode, and it's all done for each stop, and then I just pull them off with a pallet jack. So that was definitely easier.
Since let them scan it as they're putting it into that Gaylord, and then you just scan the Gaylord, and everything's there.
I could spend anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes at one post office, especially during Christmas, just scanning and going in and finding carts and trying to stack everything, you know, out of the trailer and then sorting through them when they're all up in the nose, just, you know, one post office on each side, and they'd all just fall over into each other. And so this definitely will make it easier.
I just had one of those death sickles come by and about sideswipe the truck, come between me and a service truck, right up the middle of us.
Yeah, the way things are going, you know, California, it's legal, the lane split, they call it, and I'm sure it'll move its way across the country, because we can't stop them. Let's just make it where it's not against the law. But I tell you what, I don't understand that.
Either, but there's a lot of things I don't understand anymore.
Atlanta, I got where I would just have to, you know, you can't react. You just got to let them do their thing. First few times it happened, especially at high speeds, I had the window open a couple nights, and man, I didn't jerk the wheel, but it scared me, because that high-pitched screeching noise, it just flew by all of a sudden. You just got to let them go and do, and you know, you can't react to it. And you got to look a long ways before you change lanes.
And they don't realize it. I mean, all it would have took, there was one bobble in the road, and he would have been smacked.
There's a few times where there would be a group of them, 8 or 10 of them, and they would just be all over 4 or 5 or 6 lanes, going in and out, trying to stay together.
I guess we got a death wish. Ain't nothing we can do about it. Like you say, all you can do is hold your line and hope they make it.
Riding, I love riding. Used to do it. I haven't done it in a while, and I would like to get back into it, but that is not my style.
For HGX, I have never rode a motorcycle on the road just because people don't watch out for them, and I just don't want to take the chance on it. I'd rather go ride in the woods somewhere. I enjoy that. But as far as getting out here on the highway, no, thank you. I don't think I want to do it at all, even on the rural roads, because people are even more distracted out there, I believe.
And very understandable. You see people coming around the corner with their eyes looking down at their phone halfway in your lane. Happens all the time. You sound like you're at your first place because the truck is quiet.
I have to say 7-3, but I'll give you a shout out here from time to time today, now that I know you're back out here. Maybe we can stir up some conversations on the repeater.
HT with me today, I've got to change trucks, and I've got to find one that I can figure out which one to drive regularly. I think I know, but my antenna is still on the other truck. That guy was using it last night. He starts midnight, so he doesn't get off till close to noon today. So I will not have a radio in, at least for the morning. I doubt I'll have it fixed up today. It's possible. Should be in the next couple days. I'll have it regular again.
Well, like I said, we'll give it a try, and if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Because, I know how listening on HD and these trucks is kind of spotty.
And a couple places I was driving yesterday, it was spotty with the antenna on the truck. So down there around the lower part of Piedmont, 85 and 86. But yeah, just call me if you want to. I doubt I'll come back to you, at least for this morning anyway. But hope you have a good day, and I will talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Right there, and I hope you have a good day also. KO4HKX. I'm clear. 7-3.